Today's daf is daf Peyalev, and we're holding in the two dots, the bottom fifth of the page, Omer of Yosef. Ein Elu Nidrei Inu Nefesh. So, we've established that there's two sets of Nidorim for Hafara. One is the Inu Nefesh set, and one is the Beino Levina. The Inu Nefesh, you can be made for, as we said, entirely. And therefore, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek stresses the Elu Nidorim that the Baal is made for. Nidrei Nefesh doesn't even mention the Nidorim should be Nolavina, simply because be Nolavina, it's not really canceling the Neder. All he's doing is holding it in abeyance that it doesn't affect him, but the Neder remains. Rabbi Yossi, who talks about Rafitza and Kishet, and he says, well, those aren't considered to be Nidrei Nefesh, could be understood as meaning they're not Inui Nefesh, but of course they're be Nolavina. I'm just saying you can't go all the way. You can only be made for them because of Inui Nefesh. Or he could be saying that actually can be made for it all, but I can't believe that you're saying he can be made for entirely. And this is the Gemara's question today. When Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Ein Elo Nidri Inu Nefesh, what does it mean? Rabbi Yossi, Marshi Afemishim Dvarim Sheben Olavina. Can he be made for? He just can't be made for in terms of the Inu Nefesh Afar, which would cancel the Neder entirely for anyone. Tashma says, the Gemara, isn't the language clear? Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Elo Nidrei Inu Nefesh. I mean, if he felt that you couldn't be made for them at all, he should have said, Eino made for them. He says, no, they're not Inu Nefesh. In other words, the whole point of what he's saying is that although they're not Inu Nefesh, but I agree they're certainly Beino Levina, the Varm should Beino Levina Havya. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe indeed Dilma Lididu Ka'amalu. He's talking only to them. Indeed, Lididi, look, honestly, I feel that these are not Nadarim to be made for under any circumstances. I feel Dvarim Shebeino Leveina Lohavi. But I mean, at least you want to say that the Baal can be made for Lididhu. The Amritu, you're saying that they're having Nidreinu Nefesh, that you can actually be made for them entirely. Let's not go to such an extreme. At least agree that they're not in your nefesh, the most they are by no leveina. So bottom line is we have two ways of reading the Mishnah, that statement in the Mishnah. One is that he's saying what he holds. The other is that he's saying, at least agree with me this halfway. But he himself maybe doesn't really agree that it's nidrei by no leveina, and it's not real far at all. So my, what's the bottom line? Ravada Barava Omer, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mayfair, because there's certainly at least been Olam Ema. Ravuna Omer, Eino Mayfair. Why Eino Mayfair? I mean, I understand, a wife who never takes a bath? Shalom Atzinu Shu'al, Shemait Biafra Pir. Did you ever see a fox die in the stench of its own den? You get used to it, you know. So, this is his home. This is the way he lives. What can you do? So maybe that's not even called Beino Levina. Tanya Kavate, the Ravada Barava, Dvorim Sheyesh Be'em Inui Nefesh, Mefer Beino Levina, Beino Levina Chirim. As the Brayta points out, what we've already concluded when we discussed our Mishnah, is that if you've got Dvorim Sheyesh Be'em Inui Nefesh, that indeed is the reference of our Mishnah. It says Mefer, which means entirely across the board. And therefore it can be made for a man, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for others, even after she's yotzeit mirushuto, he gets divorced, she goes and marries somebody else, the neder has gone and will not come back. But dvarim she'ein behem inu nefesh, he can only be made for beino leveina mefer, beino leveina acherim eino mefer. But that which is nogea other people, he can't be made for. So let's give you examples. Kate's. Let's say she prohibits herself from eating fruits. Okay, that's considered to be a neder of Inui Nefesh according to everybody. We don't leave it with Yossi. I raise a yafer. Now, how about the dorim that she makes that are none of his business? But, they're his business, but they're nothing that is innate in a relationship between a man and a woman. She doesn't owe it to him anyway. For instance, I mean, let's say she says, so she says, look, I've been making a lot of money, and I don't want anything that I do to benefit my father, your brother, my brother, whatever the case will be. So you can say, but this puts me in a terrible position. It's tough on you. That's not called even Beinu Lebeinu. Or she says, Shelo Etein Tev and Lifnei Behemtech. I'm not going to feed the animals in the barn. Now, the truth is that in a normal, when I say normal, when she would come in without any shvachot, that is one of the things that it's understood as part of the household duties that a woman takes upon herself. We're talking about over here, the Yoshevet Bekatidra. The Yoshevet Bekatidra, she sits in her own cathedral. That's talking about once she brings in four shvachot as a dowry. So basically she's living in South Africa. What does she, what does she need to do? She doesn't need to do anything. The only thing she needs to do is she has to make the bed and she has to, be his valet and which of course every woman always does for her husband as we know him. Isn't it? So that's the absolute minimum to be his geisha, So here, these things, I'm not going to feed the animals, I'm going to give mayim lefnei bekarcha. That's not his business to demand, and therefore it can't be made for it. How about if she says shaloi kol, shaloi kos, shaloi shamesh mitati? How about if she says that I'm not going to use eyeshadow, or I'm not going to do my hair, or I'm not going to have my clothes many times, exactly what pikus is, braiding, or a facial, but in any event, I'm not going to, it's a kishut. Kichol is a kishut, eyeshadow is a kishut, pikus is a kishut. Shalom Shamesh Mitatina Gemara is going to ask later on, well, let's ignore this for a moment. I mean, how could she possibly ask for sex if that's one of the fundamental things that she's Meshubetah? So we'll see later on. But in any event, these cases of Kishut Yafer. Why? Mishum Devarim Shebeinu Leveina. And now, obviously, we now see that we're going according to Rav Yossi in this, right? Because according to the Rabbanan, Shalom Et Kashet is considered to be Inu Nefesh. Sorry, but we'll get to that later. But in any event, we have so far three sets. We have the Inu Nefesh. We have things that aren't even Beinu Lebeinu. We have Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeinu. We have now a new set. Shelo Atzil Lecha Mitatcha. Shelo Emzog Lecha Takos. Shelo Echatz Lecha Panecha Yadecha V'Raglecha. I don't intend to be your geisha, all right? And Tzarich Lafer. There's a fourth set. There's no need to be made for it. Because these things she's mishubedet in, and she cannot ask herself on something that she's mishubedet in. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, despite the fact that she's mishubedet, and actually the netter is not chal, nonetheless he should be yafer. Shenemar, lo yachel divaro, even something that's not a netter. It's just a word. Even that should not be cast aside. And it should, this is only a Rabbanan. And basically, Rabbi Gamliel is concerned that she's going to learn to be mezalzelet in these kind of Yisurim. If we're not learning to relate to it and just say, too bad. What do you mean, too bad? I mean, I made a netter. So she'll be mekilah another nadarim. That's how most learn. The Ram learns that he's actually darshaning that there's a remez over here to dibur bi'alma. So all things require hityachasut. As being serious, you don't just ignore it. Davar Acher, the thing that pushes him to say that it's a real drush is the Davar Acher. I mean, if Rabbi Gamaliel was saying straight out, we need to be careful that you shouldn't be Mekilah, then he wouldn't say Davar Acher, Lo Yachel Devaro. I mean, if he was never darshaning Lo Yachel Devaro. So he says, it must be that it's actually on the word Devaro. But there's also another drasha from Devaro. Devaro would mean that mikam lechacham she'in matir nidrei atzmo, that a person and he cannot be matir something for himself. Mi devaro, we're learning it now. Okay, his own words. Now, but getting back now, who is the author of these four sets? Actually, again, the dorim sheish beinu nefesh, the dorim that are beinah levein acherim, which has no rights to be made for. Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina, which has rights to be made for only vis-a-vis himself, and Dvarim Shebeinu Tzarich Lafer, according to Chachamim, or should be made for Rabbi Gamliel, but she's really Meshubedet. Who is the author of this braita? Well, think about it for a second. Who is the man, the Omar, man Shemin and Omar, Shaloi Chov, Shaloi Kos, which are Kishut, basic Kishut, and nonetheless it's not calling Aminu and Ephesh here. So the only one it could be is the one who's saying that Dvarim Shebeinu Leveinu, then it's got to be Rabbi Yossi. And it does say clearly over here, the Katari Demei from Mishum Dvarim Shebeinu Leveinu, which proves that Rabbi Yossi was not just addressing the Tanakhama Svara when he said, Ein Elo Nidri Inu Nefesh. He was saying what he himself holds. They are not Inu Nefesh. But of course they are, Dvarim Shebino, they're not. And that we see, even according to me, that we see from this bright. But by the way, in this bright, he says something weird. A woman who says, Shelo Hashamesh Mitati, Yafer Mishum Dvarim Shebino Levena. Why does he have to be made for? If he doesn't have to be made for that, she should, if she says, I'm not going to wash your face in the bath, so she's Koshkin, she can't answer the actual Tashmish Amita. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday that the Sab Sofer asks, if we're learning from Yom HaKippurim, which we're talking about Rechitza, then why don't we say that Tashmish Amita is Inui? Why is it only Varim Shebeno Leminai? We don't find anybody saying over here that it's Inui, right? That is the question. Look at the Chachamim, we'll see. So again, he suggests maybe there's a difference between a male and a female, that it's called considered to be Inui for a male, which is very problematic, because the Raya was Shalotane et Benotai. Don't torture my daughters, Yavavan was saying, by not giving them Shemosh. So they're the ones that are going to be, that's the Makar of Inui. Okay. There's other approaches. But in any event, we already saw the differences between Yom HaKippurim and the Dorim in certain areas of understanding the nature of Inui. That's right. Mati didn't come for yesterday when we discussed that whole sugya. It was you who brought it up in the first place. Yeah. Probably he foresaw. Sofa, Baruch HaKedosh, Shalom Yeka. Okay, so how is it possible? Loma Liyam Farah? I mean, obviously, Elim, the Amra Anata Shmishi Alecha, she said, I ask you from benefiting from my body for sexual purposes. What do you need that for? That's not her business. The case over here obviously must be she asserted herself in benefiting, having pleasure from Tashmish. And that would be foul, even though she owes it to him. Why? That's like saying, I asked myself in a sukkah. So we can't make somebody sit in a sukkah, even though it's a recommendation, if it's also for him. The same thing over here. No, that she... She tries to answer her own body on him. Obviously, you could just ignore it. But over here, I can't force a person to eat something which is strafe for him. So over here, if sex is strafe, so what are you going to do? So therefore, you have to be about it.
Is it still later?
No, hana'at tashmish. Yeah, if she says, I will not be mishamesh, it would be a shvua. But I mean, we said yesterday it's possible, we're talking about shvuas also anyway. Now, mantan adatanya, who would be the author of the following braita? Dvarim ha-mutarim v'acharim nahagu behem isur, iyata reshay linhog behem eter kedei levatlan. Who is the man yomer who says that when people have the minhag to treat something as isur, even though it's heavy, you should not just be mavatla. Now, this means a number of different things. First of all, it means you can't just walk around ignoring it and in their face do it. In other words, if nobody's doing this, you're going to go ahead. That's a terrible thing to do. But it also means if you're a chacham and they ask you, so what about this? You can't say, it's silly, of course, it's money. You can't say that. What you have to do is you'll have to be matur that is a neder. So it becomes a neder, and indeed, this is the makar for the idea that when people are noyeh, they serve. They don't say beferish, but they neder. That they're going to have to ask now for a heter. Even though mikra did it was mutter. Mishum shenema lo yachel. So who is that? The Bach puts in here the piece that comes later, which makes an awful lot of sense. Which is Mani, that's on the next line. So Mani, who is that person? Rabbi Amliel, the Tanya Rabbi Amliel, Omer, that the Lo Yachel Devaro means not to be Mechel, even something that's just a Dover beyond, not really a net. Dover Acher, Dover is Lo Yachel Devaro, Mikan Etam Betchacham Shem Amfer Nidrei Atzmo. So that's the end of the statement of Rabbi Amliel, which is more accurate. Certainly there'd be no point in bringing in the last piece before we say Mani, Rabbi Gamliel. It's a little silly, this gears. Okay, now, we have not explained, however, the bright over here, we said, is going Aliba to Rabbi Yossi. what would be the din of Tashmish Amita according to the Chachomim? If the Chachomim hold that Rechitza and Kishut is Inui Nefesh, perhaps they hold that the Isser of Tashmish Amita on herself is also Inui Nefesh. Or, I mean, certainly it's Ben Oleveina. What would be the halacha? Can he be Matir, her nunnery? Can he be Matir for everybody? So if she wants to go now and marry somebody else and so on, she doesn't need a new heter because it was Inui Nefesh, or was it only Ben Oleveina? What would be the din? Tashmish Amitel Rabbanan, Inui Nefesh, or Advarim Shem Ben Oleveina. Omar Lehi Tadi Tua, but I think that's a bit fairish, as we've discussed earlier, we've discussed this. Nitula Nimina Yudim, a woman who says, I am off of Jews, which we understand means, I wouldn't sleep with any of them. Rather typical reaction. So, so, what's the din over there? The halacha is Yafer Chelko. Look, he can be made for his own chelek, that she should be muteret for him, and she's mishamashto. But listen, tehena tulam and ayudim, as far as it concerns anybody else, in a finonic, and neder is chal. But iyamr neder inu nefeshu. If you're telling me that tashmish is considered to be inui, so then the whole thing should be bottom. I'm minded tehena tulam and ayudim. Well, why are you putting in that last piece? But tehena tulam and ayudim. So in other words, what you're telling me is that it's only Dvarim Beino Levena, and it's not considered to be Nidru Inu Nefesh. Indeed, Shva Mina, Dvarim Shebeino Levena, Havien Lerabona, Havien. So apparently it's Beino Levena, says the Gemara, yeah, that's true. But so what? And I asked you according to Rabbona, and I'm still asking you according to Rabbona, Lerabona Tibay Lecha. Why? It's a Stam Mishnah, I'll tell you why. Because a Stam Mishnah in this parak is Rabbi Yossi. And the Tula Anim and Ayudim is Rabbi Yossi Katonila. The Omer of Rav Huna, Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi. The only way to understand the opening Mishnah is to recognize that it's saying that the parak is going to leave the Rabbi Yossi. Why? Take a look back at the opening Mishnah again. Look how funny it's constructed. Elu Nedarim Shumeifa tells us all the Nedarim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no, ain't Elu Nedarim Nefesh. Inu Nefesh would be Kunim Peres. Ha'ilam alayin, and so on, right? So there, ha'reze yafer, divrei Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean, divrei Rabbi Yossi? Of course it's divrei Rabbi Yossi. It was Rabbi Yossi, it's Omer Rabbi Yossi. Ain't Elo, divrei Yossi, nefesh. We're telling me divrei Rabbi Yossi. Says Rav Huna, divrei Rabbi Yossi is there as a diyuk to tell you, we want you to know the following dvarim of Rabbi Yossi. That means that this perek, whatever we're going to say from now on, is Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya from a mission that occurs in this parak as to what the Rabbanim would hold. You're trying to prove that the Rabbanim would say that Tashmish Amita is not considered to be Inui Nefesh. Why? Rabbi Yossi is the one who has much more strict criteria for Inui Nefesh. He's the one that says Kishut and Rechitz is not Inui Nefesh. According to Rabbanim, they're ready to accept Kishut and Rechitz as Inui Nefesh. Perhaps it is that Tashmish Amita is also called the Inui Nefesh. The Omer of Huna, Kulik Perk of Rabbi Yossi. We know this entire perk was set by Rabbi Yossi. Be my. How do I know that? Because Kivan Diktani, since at the end of the opening Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. It's how it starts. Salam Aleichem Mita Harezi Yafer Divi Rabbi Yossi. What's the point of the closing words? The Mishnah begins with Rabbi Yossi's statement. Must be Shema Mina. That what the Mishnah is trying to tell you is Divrei Rabbi Yossi from this point on. Shema mina mikan ve'elech Rabbi Yossi. But as far as the Rabbanan, we don't have any proof that I'll leave the Rabbanan that Tashmish Amita should not be called straight out in Inui Nefesh, and it can be made for anybody, and she will not be Netula min HaYehudim, she will be Muteret L'Kuleyam. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidrei Inui Nefesh, Yiboyle. Rabbi Yossi, Mao Shi Afer Mishum Devarim Shebeino Levina. Tashma, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh. Nu, what does that mean? It's not Inu Nefesh Avad Devarim Shebeino Levina Havyan. It's true that that's what it means. But Dilma Ledidhu Ka Omer Lehu. He may still himself be saying, look, Ledidhi, I gotta tell you the truth, I hope he shouldn't be made for it all. Because Atfilu Devarim Shebeino Levina Lo Havyan. But at least, I mean, Luditru, the Amritu, you're claiming it could be Mefer, because it's a Havi Nidrin in Nefesh. At least be Moda. Orderly, the Einel Nidrin in Nefesh, the most he could do is be bothered for himself. So we still don't know how to read the Mishnah. My. Ravada Barava Amar Mefer, that Rabbi Yossi holds these are in the Dorim Shepidon of Einah. Ravun Omer Eino Mefer. Why not? It sure seems awfully personal. Shomatzinu Shual Shemate Beafar Pir. You know, you get to get used to the stink and know your way around. Tanek Avazi de Ravada Barab. That in fact, Rabbi Yossi is Meida, that you could certainly be Mefer. He's just saying you can't be Mefer across the board. You can only be Mefer for yourself. It says in the bright that Dvarim sheyesh b'minu nefesh mefer beino levena bein bina levena achirim sheein b'minu nefesh only beino levena mefer beina levena achirim eino mefer. Now let's give you examples. Ketzer omra koning peirot alai. Okay, harezi yafer across the board. Now we have a whole set of things that are beina levena achirim and they're not eino nefesh either. They're not beino levena. So let's say koning sheini osa. Lepiyavah, or lepiyachich, or lepiyavich, or lepiyachi, or shalovatein tevin lefnevehem tachav, is referring to a case where she already is yoshevet bekatidra, because she has plenty of shvachot. So she's living in South Africa. So she'eni, of those cases, or mayim lefnevekarcha, it's none of his business. Eino yochol lahafir, he may not like it, but it's tough. It's not called beinolavina because he doesn't like it. It's called beinolavina because it affects fundamentally their relationship, the way it's meant to be, not the way he'd like it to be. And therefore, there's no way that he should be able to be made for such another. How about if she says, lo echo, lo efkos, lo eshamesh bitati, which we'll set aside for a moment, yafer, but only mishum dvorim shebeino levina. How about if she says, shelo atzielacha, this is yet a fourth category. She says, shelo atzielacha mitatcha, shelo mzorg lecha takos, that you don't even need afara because these things are not in her hands. Ain't sarich lafer. Rabbi Gamliel omer, yafer anyway. Shenemar lo yachel divaro, even just a plain dover. Or lo yachel divaro, we're worried that in under circumstances she may come to be over lo yachel divaro. So therefore, it's a good thing to be mefer. Dover acher. Anyway, who do you think the author is of all of this? Are not inui nefesh, and the most they are dvarim shebeinu levena. It's Rabbi Yossi. Ukatani to make firm mishum dvarim shebeinu levena. There you have your answer, and that's exactly what Rav Bar Abba said. The Rabbi Yossi certainly agrees that you can be made for. He's only disagreeing about being made for completely. Oh, mama. But I don't understand the lashon. You take shalosh amesh mitati afer mishum dvarim shebeinu levena. How can she make such an error? Ech yidarmi? Ilei madamra ha'atash bishi alecha. So that should be included in the fourth category. Lomali afara. She doesn't have the keach to make such an error because her mishu beretle. Ella must be talking about a case b'omeret ha'atash bishcha alai. So even though he said, but that's not my business, it is. There he can say, look, what do I care what she says? But if she answers herself, then yafer, shein ma'achilin et ha'adam, davara asur lo. Mantana adatani dvarim ha'mutarim v'achirim nahagu behem yisur. I ata reshai linhog behem eter. Kidei levatlan, you're going to have to find some kind of petach for these people, and certainly not be noyeg in front of them heter. Money, Rabbi Gamliel, Yom Shum Shinema, Yafer Mishum Shinema lo yachel dvaro. Davarach lo yachel dvaro, mikad etabet chokom, shino mefer nidrei atzmo. Boi minei rava mirav nachu. Tashmish ha-mitzah l'rabanan. We've been talking about, according to Rabbi Yossi, who's so machmer in the criteria of nidrei inui nefesh. But according to the Rabbanan, who even include kishut, as inui nefesh, would they hold that tashmish amita is inui nefesh, or even according to them, it's only dvarim shebeinu levena? Amar leita nitua. That's the mission later on. It says nitula animin ha-yehudim yafer chelko umeshamashto, but nonetheless she remains nitula min ha-yehudim. Now we know that normally when a baal is mefer, he's mefer completely by the firm self or anybody else. If you're telling me it's nitula min ha-yehudim, it's obviously not nidrei inui nefesh. And he's only coming to cancel the part which is Beinola Veina. It says over here, Nitulamina Yudin. The Yamrit Nidre in a Nefesh Havia. Amaita in a Tulamina Yudin. So clearly, Shmamina Dvarim Shebeinola Veina Havia. Yeah, it's a great raya. I was asked about the Rabbona. You have an answer? Wasn't this an answer? No. Because Nitulamina Nimina Yudin, believe it or not, it's really only Rabbi Yossi Katani La. What makes me say that? Dami Ravuna, kula pirka Rabbi Yossi. Mimai. Akiva diktani Rabbi Yossi, omer eina elo nidre ninui nefesh. Right? That's the opening of the first Mishnah. So why close the Mishnah with the words? Amalei tula mitna. Areze yafer divrei Rabbi Yossi. Of course it's divrei Rabbi Yossi. Shema mina, that the Mishnah is saying that from this point on, mikan ve'elech divrei Rabbi Yossi.